Bitches. I'm Jackie Schimmel, writer and creator of blog turned podcast, The Bitch Bible. Sometimes in life, you encounter angels that change you for the better, and then they brighten your world for an eternity. Sometimes those angels are of the Asian persuasion, only wear slutty rompers, and blur professional boundaries, which is why I'm so excited to have you here, Emu, not only as my former producer, but just as a friend and good time gal. The goddess that never reported me to human resources, the one, the only, Emu.
Hi. Oh my god, that was magical.
You sound so fucking underwhelmed.
No. Hi. No, that's just my voice right now because I just got back from Sedona, so I'm very, like, zen.
I mean, you leave me and now you're fucking camping?
I mean, yeah. I'm just, like, trying to explore the outside world, Jackie.
Do Asians camp?
I don't think so. I think we, like, build walls and railroads and laundry services.
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm not very clear about what the Asians do.
Okay, well, you should look into it because I'm pretty sure they're not fucking hiking and camping. And you do both of those things. And you're wearing a slutty romper
today. I did.
Today.
I wore it for you today. And I wore a slutty bralette to go with
it. A bralette?
Yeah.
What is a bralette?
So a bralette, it's like it doesn't have the wire underneath the titties for the lift. So it's
so
like,
everything's hanging.
Everything's hanging loose, like teardrops down a waterfall.
I can't wear a bralette, otherwise my tits will be to my Adidas. And you know that.
I do. I enjoy that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss me?
I miss you, like, if 10 was, like, an infinity sign, that's how much I miss you.
You really do, right? Because I really miss you all the time.
I think about you almost daily.
Same.
Yeah.
Samesies.
I watch all of your Snapchats. I wish I was there every time.
You are there in my heart.
Oh, teardrops. Thank you.
Let's not get so emo.
I know. We
emu.
Should. I know. No emo emus today.
No. You look sprightly and alive from your camping trip.
Oh, I'm pretty dead. But thank you for acknowledging my sun-kissed glow.
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. Okay. We need to talk about something that's a very big deal.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I think so.
Hurricane Brangelina.
Okay. I thought there was a hurricane for a second that I did not know about.
No, but I don't know why I said hurricane in
front
of it.
But yes, it was like a tropical storm. It's like emerged into this volcano of bullshit.
It's erupted and it's messy.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your first primary thoughts upon hearing that Angelina and Brad are breaking up?
I mean, I low-key was probably one of the only people that thought they would be together in miserable, like, unity forever, but
do
I was,
you like Angelina Jolie?
I hate Angelina Jolie.
She is the worst.
She's actually the worst. She does, I was thinking about this today, she does so much good stuff, quote unquote, to promote her, like, you know, whatever brand.
Right.
Humanitarian or whatever the fuck, adopts children.
Right.
But she does it because she's, like, projecting that because she's so evil in her day-to-day life.
Totally. It's like doth protest too much. It's like charity starts at home. Remember when you fucked somebody else's husband?
Yes.
And maybe if she could take a step back from building orphanages in Somalia, she could nurture her marriage and take care of her 87 children. That's like the United Colors of Benetton.
Yeah.
You know, there's diverse and then there's just uncohesive.
I think it's just one Asian too many, to be honest.
She's got an Asian. I mean, I should hire some of her kids to come to my wedding.
You need that diversity quota bad, Jackie.
I really, really do.
Am I going to be the only Asian person at your wedding?
No, I have Keen, an old family friend.
Oh, I remember.
You remember Keen. I'm going to have, I think I'll probably have two Asians.
Okay, good. It's like Noah's Ark. Like, we'll just pair off and, like, go into the sunset together.
Yeah, sit together and sit towards the front because I need, like, everyone represented.
Okay, perfect.
I'm still working on my Indian quota.
Okay.
My grandma Gloria has a friend named Cookie that lives across the street from her.
That's Indian?
Indian.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, very Indian, like, from India.
Oh, wow. Right. I love that Gloria is so racially diverse in her friend group.
Yeah, she has a friend named Muhammad, too, who I'm looking into. He might, I don't know if he's still alive, but I'll make a call. We'll see.
Yes.
Just to kind of, you know, sprinkle him in.
If you had to pick which one of her kids, which one would you have be your, like, flower girl ring bearer?
Ooh, Maddox, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, he's, like, the oldest Asian one, right?
Shiloh is a little too gender fluid for me. You know what I mean?
Like, but then you could have a ring bearer / flower girl. Like, you could have
both. That would be very progressive.
I know.
She'd be wearing her little boy pants.
Tailored vest.
It's just annoying me. I mean, Shiloh's pretty. She put it, you know, I'm not going to say it. It's going to get me in trouble. But anyways, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay, so Brangelina is dunzo, and now there's an investigation on Brad Pitt. That bitch did it. She made the call. It's an anonymous caller. Mm-hmm. And if you may, I guess if you even allege that something's going on with children, they have to investigate it.
Yes.
So it could be total, total crap. I mean, if it's real, that's terrible. And I'm going to feel like a total asshole. But as of right now, I'm calling bullshit on that.
I think it's absolute bullshit. Do you know what happened, sort of?
Do you?
Yeah. Like,
tell me.
I read a little bit into it. So basically,
you know me. I just read headlines. I never read the article.
Basically, something happened on a private plane. So the whole family was on a plane. And apparently, allegedly, Brad was drinking or something, and then he got in a fight with Angelina. And then Maddox, your favorite, he stepped up to defend his mom. And then they, like, I don't know if there was anything physical. I think a lot of it was, like, verbal abuse. But that could also be, like,
oh, God. What's verbal abuse anyways?
I mean, physical abuse, it's like,
if you're a pussy, anything could be verbal abuse.
Exactly. So I think that's where...
Maddox is a pussy. Just kidding.
So... So after that happened on the 14th, and then they filed on the 15th. So they think that was, like, the instigating incident that started all of this stuff.
Oh, my God. Angelina Jolie is so – she's the fucking worst.
She is. And it's like, if I was on a private plane with,
why don't,
like,
you go make out with
kids,
your brother again? Please.
Oh, my God. But, like, if I was on a plane with six kids, I'd be drinking, too.
I'd be drinking heavily, and it would get a lot more than verbal abuse. I'd fucking smack Shiloh. I'd be like, Shiloh, we're going to Boys Gap later so you can get some more fucking Spanx. Shut up. I actually, you know what's crazy?
What?
I have been slapped on a plane before when I was a child. And you know what my parents said to me? They said, you fucking deserve it. Because I was sitting behind this woman on a trip from L.A. to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I was kicking the back of her seat.
Atta girl.
I thought it would be, I had just gotten like a Walkman or whatever, a Walkman. And I had my headphones on and I was singing. We were like playing Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like singing really loud. I was being really fucking obnoxious. My parents were in first class. I was in coach, per usual. And yeah, and she turned around. And as we were like getting off the plane, this was like the final straw. My cousin was in front of me, mm-hmm. and I shoved my cousin into her like a domino effect, and she turned around, and the woman full-blown slapped
us. Oh, my God.
And, like, she slapped my cousin, and then she shoved me.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't hurt or anything.
No.
But the flight attendant saw, and then the cops got involved. It was a whole thing. But you know what? My parents did say once, you know,
the investigation was over.
The cops left us at our hotel. They said, you probably fucking deserved it. And I did. And I can take that.
Yeah. You're not so, a pussy, you know, like Maddox.
Exactly.
Fucking Maddox.
And especially verbal abuse. Like, what? Come on.
And it's like, who? Like, you're an angsty teenager. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand. Like, just let your parents
fight.
By the
way, they rescued you.
Yeah.
Okay? So a little verbal abuse here and there.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're having a disagreement with your father on a fucking private plane.
On your private plane. Like, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
So annoying.
This isn't Precious, okay? By the way, I never saw Precious, but I feel like I've seen a couple scenes.
There's that for sure.
Right.
Monique. She doesn't shave her legs. Good for her.
And Gabourey Sidibe.
Love her.
Oh, I saw her on Watch What Happens Live last week. What? She was turnt.
She likes to get turnt. I like her, though. I want to, like, get turnt with her.
I want to know what her go-to cocktail is.
Probably a Mai Tai.
Or, like, a Sex on the Beach or, like, a daiquiri.
Ooh, yeah. She likes something fruity and something that smacks her lips.
With a high syrup mix.
I wonder why.
You said it. I didn't. So what do we think the outcome of this Brangelina thing is going to be?
Well, they're going to get divorced. I think they're going to settle out of court, though. Like, they're not going to – like, Angelina's already thrown the, like, you know, the fucking first bullet. That's – I don't know. I don't speak English. But
right.
She, like – she filed on a Monday. And so, like, obviously the press is going to, like, lose their shit for the entire week.
Yeah, my shit is lost. I'm pretty into this.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know – they already alleged that he's, like, a child abuser. He's a drunk. Ugh. He's, like, a
I read
hothead.
This headline earlier. This was, did Angelina's passion as a UN ambassador break up her marriage?
Oh, my, kill like, myself.
Whoever that publicist is, I'm going to shank. Like, do not – that's the headline. Like, oh, that's not, you know –
It's so planned. Dumb. Like, I think she's just going to milk it, but Brad's going to hire someone good finally.
And she does so much good for the country and the world.
Legit, though, like, what have we seen her do that? Like, I haven't seen her building anything. I just see her holding.
I
want to
see that bitch with the shovel.
Yeah.
Building something. And stop adopting so many kids. You can't be an attentive mother to 18, okay?
No. She's just going to be, like, one of those, like, Mormon people. Like, the Duggars or something
she's
like
that. She's basically the Duggars.
But, like, more diverse.
Much more diverse. Yes. So we'll give her that. A plus for diversity.
Good for you. I appreciate it. Thank you as an Asian person.
Same.
Bringing awareness to my species. But yes. Overall, though, yes. I think they're going to settle out of court. And Brad's going to just get some hot bitch in the next 2 years. Guarantee it. I feel it.
Totally.
And Angelina's just going to be miserable with her large family.
She'll start dating her brother.
I hope that happens.
I hope so, too.
I like some incest. I like it on Game of Thrones, and I like it in real life. So let's do it.
I find it to be very interesting.
I know.
That happens.
I'm an only child, and you only have a sister, right?
Right.
So, like, I feel like we just never explored that.
No, I think I don't want a kid with, like, three eyeballs or something.
Not yet. True.
Not yet. No, okay. No.
Okay.
Speaking of Brangelina, and this actually has nothing to do with Brangelina. You like that, Emu?
I love it.
Our first sponsor, the Zoe Report Box of Style, is the shit. For $100 a season, you get a box of stylish goods curated by Rachel Zoe and the editors of the Zoe Report, valued at over $350. Instead of other boxes that give you like 672 samples that you have to end up re-gifting, invest in quality over quantity. Plus, all my bitchy listeners get $10 off your subscription, so go to thezoereport.com/Jackie. That's thezoereport.com/Jackie and use promo code Jackie. Ooh,
I'm gonna
Swift.
Do that when I go home.
Do it, Emu. There's a cape and you will die.
Oh.
Can we update everyone on your love life?
Sure. I am dating a 40-year-old man.
You're still dating the 40-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay, how's that going?
It's like fine. We almost broke up.
I give it a 5 out of 10.
I mean, like, what do you want me to say? I'm madly in love. No, like.
No, but last time we discussed, the only reason you're supposed to date a 40-year-old is if they're buying you shit.
He is buying me shit now.
He's buying you shit now.
Not, like, nice shit, but more dinners now. Because now I'm, like,
Okay, but was he. I'm confused.
Okay.
Was there a point in time where he wasn't buying you dinner?
No, he was always buying me dinner.
No Dutch.
We went Dutch, like, maybe twice.
Okay.
But email? Cheap places, nothing like.
Email.
Yeah.
Even. Okay. I feel like I've put a lot of time in to teaching you things.
Okay.
You don't go Dutch, and you definitely don't go Dutch if you're dating someone that's fucking older than you.
This is true.
No, take this in, because I yelled at you last time I saw you.
Yeah.
That is, and especially at a cheap place. Where were you?
This Indian place on La Brea.
Was it a pay at the front?
No, it was kind of like I ate a little bit more.
Are you fucking, and what, okay, so how much was your entree?
It was a $20 entree.
I'm going to kill myself. Okay, it's fine. Okay, so it was a $20 entree.
Yeah.
And what was his?
It was like
$14.99.
I mean, whatever. I get it. I totally agree with you. Chicks shouldn't have to go Dutch. I'm just like a pushover, and I just.
You're too nice. You apologize all the time for things that you don't need to apologize for.
You're right.
I know.
You just know me.
I get you. You're like someone that will, like, if you bring water and it's not cold, you'll say sorry. Like, oh, sorry, Jackie, this isn't cold. I'm like, fuck you. It doesn't need to be cold. Why are you apologizing when you're doing somebody a favor to begin with, email?
I just want to make people proud and happy, like, you know, that's all I want. And if it's not at the level I expect it, this is like a fucking therapy session right
now. You're welcome. No. Dr. Schimmel.
Oh, fuck you.
In the fucking building. Okay, so let's talk about St. Clair.
Okay, so I learned about, as most of you guys probably did, of St. Clair.
If you don't know who St. Clair is, first of all, you need to listen to, like, every episode of The Bitch Bible, because St. Clair is a salesperson at a retail specialist, really, at TJ Maxx. And because I go to TJ Maxx all the time, that's how I get my cardio. And I do laps around the fucking, like, home decor. I really like TJ Maxx. It's my safe place.
I understand. That's me at Target or a Whole Foods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you get a sample at Whole Foods. So St. Clair works there. He is a fabulous chocolate gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He tweets me when they get a new shipment of the designer stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, he tweeted me a couple weeks ago saying that they had Gucci boots in. Not a great deal. Not a hard sell. But I still went and looked, and we kind of, like, catch up. He wants to be an entertainer. I don't really know what that means. I don't know if he dances. I don't know if he sings. I don't know. All I know is, like, a little chocolate dreamsicle that I see every week at TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. So he listens to this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, shout out.
We've called him a couple times, too.
We've also called him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's made an appearance. Mm-hmm. And he saw pictures of you or a video of you or something of you.
Yes.
And he is in love with Emu.
It's gone down in the DMs, I'm just going to say.
So please tell me, because you
he follows me on Instagram. So
sexy.
Do you follow
him?
I think I do follow him. I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
Well, let me click on it. Let's see. So I don't follow him. I'm sorry, St. Clair.
Hard to get.
Following you right now.
Excellent.
So great. Now I'm your 113th follower.
Great.
It started out in June, and it's just started out as, forgot to ask, but do you have a Snapchat?
Oh.
And then I said, yes, it's Emu. Get on it. Like,
okay, that was suggestive. So you clearly, you're leading him on at this point.
I'm sorry. And then he gave me a chocolate thumbs up and then a done. And then, you know, a week later, your Snapchat stories have honestly had me cracking up this weekend. And I just go, yes.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, when do I get to be a part of the fun, home slice? Then a heart.
He called you a home slice?
Yeah, which I thought was like, we're friends, you know?
Oh, he friend zoned you. You need to please message him and ask him what his discount is at TJ Maxx.
Right now.
And then you can decide whether you're going to go on a date with him. Because I do a lot of weird shit for 50 off.
I mean, so
I could get those Gucci boots.
So then in September, he's like, I saw Jackie today. It made me think, why don't you come visit me at TJ Maxx? So this is where it got a little awkward. So I go, oh, it's too far,
like,
dude.
Send me a pic of your tits.
Yeah. But, you know, because he works at the one in Westlake?
Westlake, yeah.
So it's a little bit far from me. I live in the city. So I just go, like, just go to the I was like, why don't you go work at the TJ Maxx in the Beverly Center?
Oh, my God. See, this is you being too nice, because now you're giving him hope.
Yes. And then so he goes, like, how about I go shopping at the Beverly Center TJ Maxx one day and you just happen to be there? And I was just like, oh, they have a soup plantation there, just to change the subject.
Are you fucking kidding me? He's like, great, I'll make a reservation.
He goes, are you asking me to lunch? Ha, ha, ha. I mean, I barely know you, but I accept. In all seriousness, do you want to maybe hang out sometime? I mean, the fact that Jackie hasn't introduced me to you is lame. So
St. Clair, I have gotten you at least 60 Twitter followers, okay, and a few views on your YouTube channel. I do not need that kind of ridicule.
So I immediately, like, panicked because, like, I don't know how to tell people that I guess I'm dating someone. So I sent these chats to you, and I didn't know how to respond. So you said we should just address it on air.
Yeah, I think we need to craft a response.
Okay.
I think you should say, as a supple Asian...
As a supple Asian, I appreciate your...
No, exploring the uncharted territories of chocolate love at this venture, at this point in my life, I am unable to take a dive into your milk chocolate dream pool. Let's just write something really ridiculous.
Okay, as a supple Asian, where was it again?
As a young Asian woman...
Mm-hmm.
Living in Los Angeles.
Okay.
With big dreams, big tits, big something.
I'll just put big something else.
Something else. Vagina.
No. My vagina's tiny for all the straight men listening to those things.
Yes. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And then say... You know what? I'm dating a 40-year-old man who makes me pay for my own entrees once in a while. But when he croaks next year, I'd love for you to take me to the soup plantation.
Sounds good.
I think that's going to work. I think he's going to get the hint.
Yeah.
And side note, Emu brought me this little note that she found. This is from high school, right, Emu?
College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this is like a little scrap of paper, like a love note that says, Emu, my yellow fever plus your chocolate curiosity equals a good time if you were 20. LOL. So clearly this was foreshadowing.
Yeah.
What, did Miss Cleo write you that?
I think so. She is black.
Would you ever go out with St. Clair if we could film it?
I mean,
just for me, like for a birthday present.
Like, are you there too?
Or? I'm gonna be there.
Okay. Like, I don't know if I'd be a good solo situation, but maybe. I mean, yeah,
it would be a great story.
I would go to dinner with one of your friends, Jackie. As a friend, I would go meet with one of your friends and see what his life is about at TJ Maxx and beyond. You know?
He's less of a friend and more of just like a spiritual advisor.
He's your wellness guru.
He's my wellness guru. Exactly. Yeah. I really. I love St. Clair. He's a funny little guy.
I think I love him in your life.
I love him just like from a distance, you know? Yes. I just want to keep him there. I don't want to peel back too many layers because I just love him for what he represents to me.
I understand that. I get that.
Himalayan sea salt, turning a blind eye to swapping stickers. Mm-hmm. And you know what's awkward though? Like sometimes I go to TJ Maxx to buy like sports bras or bras. Yes. Or like Spanx. Like a couple weeks ago, they had like Spanx, and you know I love a Spanx.
Yeah.
So they had like a full body, like Bermuda bike short Spanx.
Nice.
And I was like, I gotta get this. But mm-hmm. I went one time, and he was there, and I was like, I can't. Like he always like holds the register so that I come to his. You know, it's so cute. It's like so sweet.
Oh my God, you have such VIP service at TJ Maxx.
I know.
Westlake.
You guys relax. It's like really, it's kind of a big deal. So then sometimes I, like, will pick up, like, a little bra or this, that, the other thing. And it's weird to be like, oh, here's my parachute-sized brassiere, St. Clair. Like, it just – it blurs lines.
I mean, I think you have to take the bad with the good. Think about how much greatness he brings to your life.
It's true.
Yeah.
I want him to know my bra size.
I want him – so then he'll save you, like, a nice La Perla bra one day. You know?
I know.
There we go.
That's right. See, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Okay, so did you know that it was, like, a new moon or something?
I actually did know it was a new moon.
Was it last week? Is it still?
It's not still. It was last week.
Okay, but this is, like, after a new moon, and I might be wrong, but I don't give a fuck because mm-hmm. I want to do this anyway, so people don't tweet me and be like, oh, that's not right. I don't give a fuck, okay? Mm-hmm. Apparently, this is a time you're supposed to manifest things.
Yes, it is.
It is. Am I right? Okay. Yes. I don't really believe in manifestation, but let's just do it. Is there anything you'd like to manifest? Let's just, like, put it in the universe.
I would like to manifest, just, like, maybe, like, this 40-year-old getting his shit together a little bit more mm-hmm. and just, like, getting super rich so I don't have to work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. That's what I'm manifesting.
Well, you might want to just talk to him about, like, buying you an entree before he bankrolls your lavish lifestyle.
There you go. Truefacts.com.
I'd like to get really rich, and then I'll bankroll you.
Oh, magical.
How's that?
Yeah.
Let's manifest that.
Okay.
I would like to manifest a tapeworm, because I can't even believe how bloated I am right now. You know that feeling when you can't even push your stomach out anymore?
Yes.
And it's all in my midsection. It's like my body type is like
pregnant.
I thought I was pregnant, but I'm menstruating, just in case anyone was wondering. Hi, yum. Sammy. You're welcome.
Yummy.
My body type right now is like an olive in the middle of the toothpick, which is really metaphorical, you know, because it's like all in the middle.
Yeah.
Which is, so I can cover it really easy, which is great. And also, Andrew's been in London for 2 weeks. Literally. Not that he really gives a fuck, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of nice to just let myself go.
Yeah, you treat yourself, girl.
Treat yourself before I have to, like, you know, really get my shit together for the wedding. But I'd like to manifest a tapeworm, a publishing deal.
Okay.
I feel like I deserve one. I'm not writing anymore for free.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck it. Okay, yeah. I'm not like J.K. Rowling where I'm going to have, like, a plethora of things to say that are really smart and funny. I have a limited skill set here, so someone needs to pay me.
Yes. You have to have motivation.
I have to have motivation, and by motivation, I need a big fucking dollar sign at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly.
Okay? I'd love to be someone that's just like, oh, it's my I'm passionate about it to a point, but then you want to be compensated for your work.
Exactly.
Know your worth, bitches. Know your fucking worth, okay?
Yes.
I would also like to manifest an electric blue Marabou feather coat.
Ooh, I like that for you.
Like, oddly specific, but I feel like I should have that.
Ooh.
Just think about it.
I'm thinking about it for you.
Process.
I'm like, now I'm manifesting those, like, oh God, this is so horrible, but those, like, Rihanna Fenty, like, Puma slides, the fluffy ones.
Yes.
Yes, in white. That's what I'd like to manifest for myself.
Okay, we're going to get you those.
Okay, good.
That's going to happen.
It's going to be my house slipper.
Oh, I love a house slipper.
It's good shit, right?
It's really, really fantastic. And I could kind of wear the Marabou coat. I could wear it out.
Yes.
And I could wear it indoors, like over a nightgown, like Grey Gardens.
Oh, my God. I see it so clearly for you. It's going to happen within the next, like, 2 weeks.
But, like, a clean Grey Gardens.
Yeah, not that bullshit.
Like at the beginning of the movie when Drew Barrymore's like young and has her hair and they're having like parties with the gays in the living room. Yes. Not like when the branch is coming through their twin bed. Have you seen Grey Gardens?
No.
Oh my God, Emu, movie night. Okay. Everyone, if you haven't seen Grey Gardens, the original documentary is unfucking believable.
It is.
It's unbelievable. Watch the documentary and then go watch the HBO one with Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. Slay.
I have my to-do list for the rest of this evening then, I guess.
And To Wong Fu and Showgirls.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen those?
No, I know.
Oh, fuck, Emu. Fuck.
I watched The Godfather with a 40-year-old for the first time.
I've never seen it. It's too heavy for me. I like
it. It was good.
Is it?
You might like it's long, but it's good. It's like Italian family.
I like Scarface because I like Michelle Pfeiffer.
See, I haven't watched that, but I like cocaine, so I feel like I'd like Scarface.
Oh, then you'd love Scarface.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. You'll be super into it. The outfits are amazing. There's guns. There's deep plunging necklines. It's
perfect.
Fantastic.
That's so me.
Yeah, it's so... Hello. I mean, I'm looking at your tits right now. It's unfucking believable.
Let me know if my nip slips.
I will. Okay. I will not, actually.
Are you that type of girl that just lets it hang out for one of your girlfriends until they notice?
Kind of.
Like with the teeth thing, like lipstick on their teeth or something in their teeth?
No, teeth, I will always, like if there's anything going on, I will always say it. But if there's like some type of a wardrobe malfunction, I let that shit go. Like my favorite thing ever is when someone like is walking around and like their ass is hanging out because they like their dress is stuck in their
thong. Oh my God, so good.
And then I'll take a picture and then I'll just like text it to my friend. And I'm like, just so you know. Your vulva's hanging out.
God. Oh, God.
And I just want to see what their reaction's going to be. I let it linger, though.
I feel you. That's a good way to be a friend. Good friends, Jackie.
If they're thin and their bodies are right. If they have, like, a big fat ass in there, I'll be like, cover your fat ass.
Okay.
Friendship. Friendship, guys. Mm. I have the best news ever, okay?
Spill it. What is it?
In a world of How I Met Your Mother and the fucking Big Bang Theory, all I could ever dream of was the following news. There is a Will and Grace. It's coming back.
Stop. Are you kidding me?
I swear to God, Deborah Messing posted something on Twitter today that was like a promo of 20 seconds that had all these different phrases, but certain words in the sentences were red and like highlighted, and it said, Will and Grace is back.
Stop.
And they posted a bunch of pictures the other day of a reunion of all of them together, and they're... Sorry, I'm not crying. I'm just choking on my La Croix water.
<I'm crying>.
Okay, so there was a photo of Karen Walker, aka Megan Mullally, or whatever, however you say her name, was dressed up, and there was a photo of her in, like, Will and Grace's apartment.
I am freaking out, but I have to... Do you know my Megan Mullally story?
No, tell me.
Okay, it's going to make me seem insane, but...
Tell me.
It was a long time ago. When I was little, I was obsessed with Will and Grace.
It's the best sitcom of all time. It's progressive. It's cheeky. It's funny.
It's sharp. It's smart.
It's sharp as fuck. It puts everything else to shame. It was not politically correct at all.
No.
They call each other, they say faggot on that show.
Yeah,
and it was
exactly.
on like NBC or something.
Yeah, it was on NBC.
Let's bring it back.
So literally though, like I like went, she used to sing cabaret. So I went to one of her shows and I made her a rap CD that may have been a little inappropriate.
Are you fucking kidding
me? I'm not. And then she's married to like Nick Offerman, right? Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec, the big mustache guy. He was in the audience and I was like freaking out. I was like so excited. I was 14. And so I waited. I was like a fucking fan. And I like waited for her outside of the show afterwards. I gave her the CD. I took all these pictures. And one of them, because you know how Jack and Karen like slap each other on the ass?
Yes.
So I was like, okay, like, can you please take a picture like posing like that or something like that? She's like, and then she's like, why don't I just strap on a dildo and get it over with? Like, she was so down. So
I'm obsessed with her.
So I was like, oh my God, you're so great.
And you were 14.
I was 14. I was so excited. And then she had that short-lived talk show. Do you remember?
Yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
So when I was like 15 now, like, I waited and we got in line. We got tickets, and there was this like fan forum that was like talking shit about someone who had made her a weird rap CD and like very specific, right? So obviously I knew that was me. So when I go to the show, like nothing happened, but they're like, does anyone have any talents? Sorry, this story's so long. I was like, I can rap. They like listen to me rap, and then the warm-up guy in the middle of the audience was like, who can rap? Who's that rapper? And then Megan saw me and like freaked out. She called over her like producer, was like whispering. And then basically I got blacklisted from the Megan Mullally show.
Okay. You rap?
I used to. As a joke.
Emu?
I know.
Emu?
I'm sorry.
No wonder St. Clair likes you.
I mean, I do have an affinity for the urban crowd.
Do you remember any of your rap songs?
I mean, fuck. I don't right now.
What was your album called?
It was
called... Hard Out Here for a for an Asian.
It was called...
What was it called?
It didn't really have a name. It was just like Two Megan or something
Where
like that.
Did you grow up again?
In Irvine, California.
Straight out of Irvine?
Actually, I remember it. I was so stupid. I was called, I just spelled out my name. So like, but when you spell out emo, it's like, why I am you. So it was just like.
I hate you. So I hate you and I love you so much more. How did I not know that?
I mean, it's like something I don't really tell people.
You should, I mean, I can't decide whether you should tell nobody or you should kind of tell everybody why I am you.
I mean, it's pretty great. Like, we are all connected. Don't we feel great? This is why I went to Sedona, guys, to get really reacquainted with myself.
You're going to end up in Burning Man, at Burning Man.
I want to go.
You're not going to
Wouldn't you go? Don't you
want to
wear your fucking blue fucking coat?
And I'm not there.
Paris Hilton did it.
Then I'm definitely not fucking going. Are you kidding me?
Cara Delevingne does it with the eyebrows.
I know. She's too hip for me. I'm not that hip.
You are hip with a body chain. I see you. You could totally be at Burning Man.
I will wear a body chain like at a resort, okay? And only for an Instagram photo. And then I take it off because I get rashy. Unless I can't do plated. It has to be solid or I get a little lish.
Okay.
I don't know if that's even true, but I've been saying that since I was a child.
Are you gluten-free too?
Fuck no. I love gluten. I want to be gluten. I want gluten all over my body all the time.
Will you get rashy of gluten's over your body?
No.
I'm going to make you a bread necklace.
I would love that.
Okay, great.
Or like a bread, like body monokini.
With two crescent rolls holding your tits up. All right,
great. Yeah, but we're going to have to put some wire in those fuckers.
No bralettes here.
Okay, I have some terrible news. So okay. We went from the best news ever to the worst news ever.
I'm going to go stalk Megan Mullally again, I think. So
please do.
This is great.
I can't believe she was afraid of you.
She talks about it in an interview. I'll send it to you later.
Please send it to me. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life because I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Well, so were you. Sorry, salt in the open wounds.
Cut myself.
I hope that I can meet her and then I can tell her.
Okay. You can tell her I'm like a normal person now.
Yeah, like you're like half normal.
I'm like...
You're more normal than I am, probably.
Hmm.
I don't know about that, actually.
Maybe together we make one sort of normal person.
Semi-functioning human being.
Okay, what's the bad news, though?
Okay, this is the bad news. Someone sent me this on Twitter, and I freaked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there is a new study that shows that pigeons can read?
What?
I swear to God. True to form. Didn't read the whole article, but apparently they did this study... That, I don't know, they tested their, like, brain waves or their word recognition, and they could understand when a word was, like, misspelled, and they could read and, like, follow instructions.
So then this is good. So you can put all over your fucking house, like, get the fuck out, pigeons. I will kill you.
Well, I mean, the only thing that I'm trepidatious, big word, trepidatious about going to London is the pigeons, because it is so hard for me to get around. And, like, I have to leave. I have to walk. I have to move around. And the pigeon thing, like, plagues me. So I was thinking maybe I get a shirt that says, get the fuck away from me or I will straight up stab you in the beak. I will. I'm not joking. If I was in this studio right now and there was one pigeon in here, I would kill it. Like, with whatever I could do, fight or flight, like, I would go into panic mode. I would take this cord from my computer, dip it in water, and shock it to death. I don't know what the I would do something weird.
I feel like that's good. Because I feel like that you're at least fighting back from your fears, right? I
think, oh, yeah. I'm like Lord of the Flies. I don't know if that's...
No, it's...
Doesn't make sense.
It's a pig, but yeah, the same thing. But
whatever.
Basically, yes, they are... I think that's a good thing that they can read, though. I think you can fend them off. But I also feel like when you're traveling in London, like, weren't you on a bicycle at some point? They can't get you on a bike.
No, my biggest fear is that I'll be biking and, like, living my dreams with the wind, like, blowing through my hair. Mm-hmm. And then a pigeon is just going to graze my cheek. Like, I don't know what I would do. I swear. That's what people don't understand. It's not that I'm afraid of them, like, shitting on me or I think they're, like, gross. Like, ew. Like, I'm not that girl. Like, nothing grosses me out. Mm-hmm. I've eaten a fucking pigeon before. Like, it's not that.
I got you.
It is just them. Like, the thought of... When I hear the wing flap, I mean, it's the worst sound in the whole wide world.
I think you should get that shirt.
I should. I'm gonna get it made. Are you getting? You have phlegm?
I have a little bit of phlegm. I'm sorry.
From the desert.
From the desert. I'm sorry.
A little phlegmy. Yeah. Apparently, they can recognize 58 words.
Like, what words? What, like, what is a pigeon reading? Like, what's a pigeon doing with their life besides, like, eating, like, feces?
Ugh, and, like, ruining my fucking day.
Yeah.
It says, four of the pigeons in the study excelled at the word recognition test. Mm-hmm. Scientists continued more intensive training. Advanced pigeons were even able to distinguish correctly spelled words from those with rearranged characters like very and vray.
What the what are we wasting our money on? Like, what the fuck? We don't care if pigeons can read. I don't care if pigeons exist.
Let's cure cancer.
Maybe, about that? Yeah.
Do you believe in the conspiracy theories that, like, that the, what's it called, medical corporations are, like, keeping cures from us?
I would buy, I know they're keeping, like, some, like, there's technology out there. Like, right now, you could run your car on water. Like, you can run a car on hydrogen.
And why,
like,
aren't we doing that?
Because
there's no money in cures.
That's what, thank you, Sammy. That's what I think. Because if the every, it's like kind of why I don't really believe in therapy is, and believe me, everyone, I know I need to go. It's going to happen. Relax. I have been, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Growth. Hashtag growth. But the thing is, like, what, there is, they are a business built on repeat customers. So why would they really want to fix you if they're losing $200 an hour?
True. That's very true.
I don't, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not into it.
The 40-year-old, he goes to a therapist and he tells me he just does it to, like, rearrange his thoughts in his brain.
So how often does he go to therapy?
Once a week. He goes Monday nights, actually.
Ooh. Doesn't he know that Real Housewives of Orange County is on? He doesn't care?
Well, like, tonight, like, the debates are on, right? Tonight's a Monday, sorry. But, oh, yeah.
Didn't know that.
But then he's like, oh, I have to go to my therapist. I was like, watch the debates. Like, what happened to you this week that you need to, like, rehash and, like, have to talk about? Like, I'm just like, I'm
how did you meet him?
I worked at, like, the Groundlings, and he was, like, an actor in one of the showcases. Oh, and he asked me, like, four times.
He's an actor.
He's not, but
he was, or he is?
He, like, dabbles in it. He's a slasher. Like, he has, like, multiple, like,
what did I tell you about slashers?
I know,
too.
Don't do it. He also drives Uber.
Oh.
But he's
black
also
car?
Uber
X.
X.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you know what? That's great. At least you can get, you can get a ride.
And he gets free Subway sandwich coupons.
I hate him. I can't wait to meet him.
I know.
He'll never listen to this, right?
No, I don't think so. But if he, by any chance, does, like, it's going great. I really like how things are going.
Cool. He sounds awesome.
Yeah, I like you so much, babe.
Catch of the year, perhaps. Have you seen the JonBenet specials?
Yes, and I think about you because you are JonBenet, essentially.
Totally.
Yeah. And what
except
you,
alive.
Yes, like, you're alive, and but you would be, you are.
I figured my hair out better than she did. That's rude.
No, but you
I don't take it back. Don't. No one tweet me anything.
Whatever. She didn't do her hair. Her mom did. Who, like, rest in peace. But, like, come on. I think the brother did it. Don't you think the brother did it?
Can I be full disclosure with you?
Go ahead.
I don't know a lot of the details of the JonBenet Ramsey case. I literally only know about her hair and, like, that she was a pageant queen and it was unsolved.
Okay, so I'll break it down really briefly for you.
Let's do a JonBenet for Dummies, like, quick segment.
So basically, what happened is, like, she goes missing, and, like, the parents.
Was this before losing a pageant or after losing a pageant or winning a pageant?
It was, like, Christmas morning. I don't know about the pageant situation, but I'm assuming it was.
See, if
after.
I was an investigator, I would get all this because maybe if she just lost, her parents were really pissed that they put all that money into her bedazzled tutu, and then they just were like, "Well, I'm done with this bitch."
So they're saying, like, she suffered, like, blunt force trauma to the head and, like, got choked or something, like, strangled to death. So that was, like, how she died.
Oh my god, that's so
and
sad.
And they, like, the only thing they found in her stomach afterwards was, like, pineapple. So she didn't eat pineapple, but the parents don't remember feeding it to her.
Pineapple?
Yeah, very weird. So then there was, like, a ransom note, and there was, like, they said, you can't call the cops, and if you do, like, your daughter's dead, you have to give us $100,000 because the dad was, like, super rich. And then, but they called the cops anyways, couldn't find her anywhere, and then they found her in the basement, like, choked out, like, with, like, a Garrett.
Ugh, can you stop with all the specifics? It's ruining my whole, like, JonBenet, like, fantasy. No, I had no idea this was so graphic.
I need to tell you, like, so they think the brother did it because it was over a fight over the pineapple. So the parents had, like, he had made a bowl of pineapple for himself, and then JonBenet, like, ate it.
Is the brother still alive?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I didn't do it. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Is he married? Does he have kids?
I don't think he's married. I don't think he has kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is he now? Do you know?
Maybe 40. Maybe I should date him. But
yeah, maybe you should date him, but, like, give him the fucking pineapple if he wants it.
Seriously.
Fuck.
Yeah. So
that's so sad.
Yeah. They think he did it. I think he did it.
I kind of think he did it, too, just based off that story.
But now, like the mom is, like, gone. So, like, I don't know. What's gonna? I don't know. Like,
holy shit! This just got too dark. Let's lighten the mood. Sorry. So apparently, are they doing like an American Horror Story of JonBenet?
I don't know if they are. They did like they have so many documentaries out.
I swear to God, I take full responsibility. I take full responsibility. How come years later? It wasn't like was it the anniversary recently?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, you brought it up at a great time. You've been prepping us for the last year about JonBenet. You've bringing her into the light.
Thank you.
And now they're like, oh, people, I guess, must care about this. So all of a sudden.
I mean, I give big fucks. I haven't watched any of the specials yet just because I don't like any of that. I don't like crimey horror. Like, I get really freaked out.
You like American Crime Story or a Horror Story, didn't you?
I liked it because I did like it. But I like it because it's fiction.
True. That's true.
And it's like Ryan Murphy. And
I love
like,
Ryan Murphy. Have you watched Scream Queens yet?
I love Scream Queens.
So good.
It's so weird. And it's like the plot goes all over the place, but I'm into it. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I like the clothes.
I like Emma Roberts.
I love Emma Roberts.
I know.
And I didn't get her until probably like 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I love how nobody talks about the fact that she was arrested for beating the shit out of her boyfriend.
Really?
Do you not know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, that makes me love her so much more. The guy, Evan, I forget his last name, he's on American Horror Story with her.
Oh, he's the, like, the boy with the blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
That dope, he got his ass kicked by Emma Roberts.
I guess so. Wait, I don't know if she was arrested. Oh, yep, she was arrested for domestic violence.
Oh, my God.
With famous boyfriend. Okay, I'm just going to say, that is... I mean...
That's hilarious. Can you imagine her beating him up? I think that's the fun... I would pay to watch that. Ryan Murphy, that's your next show.
So he's a pussy, obviously.
He's a huge pussy. Add him up to the list with Maddox.
Exactly. And Maddox. What pussies? Like, what could she have honestly done?
I don't know. Like...
Even if she did really, like, really hurt him, like...
I, like, don't even know how to beat up a guy. I just feel like you just... I don't know.
Maybe it was verbal abuse.
Probably started as verbal abuse and then it escalated.
Oh, my God. But that just kind of makes me like her more.
I like her a lot.
You know, she didn't hurt anybody severely. They got back together, so clearly it wasn't that bad.
Just a lover's spat.
A lover's quarrel, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I wouldn't want the cops coming to my house in a big fight with some of my ex-boyfriends.
Exactly. Things happen.
I've definitely thrown something. Not at Andrew, but at other boyfriends that just, like, really fucking... like instigated shit, I would just pick something up and throw it against. I threw a glass at somebody one time.
But see, they're not going to call the cops and be like, she's physically abusing me. You know,
I would love that if they did that. I'd be like, really? Like, you fucking. Then it would turn into verbal abuse. They'd be like, really? Oh, little girl threw a glass at you.
Oh my God.
Shut up. And it wasn't. And I have the worst aim ever. Everything ricochets. It was like, 7 feet away from him. I just wanted him to know that. I was there.
And you're angry.
Angry.
Exactly.
And it was like a nice cup, too.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like a Restoration Hardware cup.
Damn. I'm like mourning for the cup.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It made me feel good, though. It was his cup.
Okay, there we go. Fuck
obviously.
That cup.
Fuck that cup. Fuck that guy. You know what JonBenet would have loved? The Zoe Report box of style. I hate myself. I have been seeing your tweets from those who've received their box, and they're equally obsessed with the black and white cape. The eyebrow pencil is a fucking game changer. Get yours. It's like having Rachel Zoe styling for like 1/1,000,000th of the rate. Go to thezoereport.com/Jackie. Use promo code Jackie for $10 off your first subscription. Another smooth transition from Jackie.
I'm buying that cape.
It really, I'm not just saying this, but it's great. Like, it's a very, very stylish, curated box.
I've seen it on you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Excuse me. On Snapchat.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking flawless.
It's so soft, and it's so, retails for $200.
Well, there you go. There's the box in a fucking deal already.
That's exactly. It's worth the cape. I'm just saying.
So use code Jackie for $10 off at.
Promo code Jackie. That's J-A-C-K-I-E. Just in case you're stupid.
And use promo code EMU for Nothing. It won't work.
For life. Yeah. Just for life. Why I am you.
See, now you'll not know how to, everyone will remember how to spell my name. It was a brilliant marketing tool, I believe.
I used to, before I really was like working with you and I was just introduced to you mm-hmm. and you were like, you know, graciously editing my horrible blog posts. I used to spell your name Emu, E-M-U, like the flightless bird.
You know, many have that connection and...
Now they won't.
Well...
Never forget, guys.
I am you.
You're so deep and mysterious.
I know.
I mean, it's fucking amazing, though.
It's great.
Tell everyone where they can find you, Kitty.
Well, everyone can follow me at Snapchat, at Emu. That's, again, Y-I-M-U. And you can follow also me on Instagram, at Eames, Y-E-E-M-Z.
I love you.
I love you.
I really, really love you. And we're going to send that to St. Clair and just put it out in the universe.
Yes.
And I hope you get your fuzzy slippers.
I will.
And everyone follow me at Jackie Schimmel everywhere. Also, my Mother Teresa moment of maybe just my life. I partnered with Shop State of Grace and designed some shirts that say bitch on them. And... we are donating 50% to the National Alliance of Mental Illness. It's the most charity I've ever done. I feel very good about it. At first, I was like, am I that girl? But I guess I am that girl. And it's not a hoax. It really goes to charity. So go to shopstateofgrace.com, I believe. Or just go on my Instagram. The link is in my bio. And order your shirt because it goes to a very good cause. I wear mine all the time. Let's be bitches together, charitable bitches. And I will see you next Tuesday, bitches.